agenda, and that's the Athens Community Development Committee. So is it Ralph, you're going to be the spokesman?
I'm going to be the spokesman, and we'll see what we can do, and we'll make it as brief as possible. I thank you all. And I read a couple things in the agenda for this evening that I'm probably going to have a question on, which may result in this taking a bit longer, but basically, I come here before you tonight to basically talk about our committee. A press release was introduced a week ago at the Town of Athens meeting, 1 week ago this evening. And if I may, I just want to read from this to start. Press release from Athens Citizens Development Committee. This press release is to announce the formation of a new citizens group called the Athens Citizens Development Committee. The committee is comprised of town and village residents of Athens, Greene County, who are concerned about the impact of power line proposals which will directly affect Athens. These proposals are in response to the Governor's Energy Highway Blueprint. The mission of the Athens Citizens Development Committee is to maintain and protect the existing quality of life in Athens, to ensure that development occurs in an appropriate manner and is compatible with the small town identity and the community while contributing substantially to the economic base. The committee is concerned with the five proposals before the New York State Public Service Commission which would affect Athens. These proposals are, and I'll list these: West Point Partners LLC, North American Transmission, NextEra Energy Transmission, New York Transmission Owners, Ballast Energy, NE. Excuse me. The committee recognizes that the Town and Village of Athens has filed for party status with the Public Service Commission for the above proposals. However, the most invasive proposal is from West Point Partners LLC, which would result in a direct current line that would negatively impact the residential and historic district in the Village of Athens. The committee asks that the Town and Village of Athens pass a resolution against the proposal of West Point Partners LLC. There remains a concern about the lack of communication given to the public on the above projects. The committee would like a concise and transparent model for all five proposals from the New York State Public Service Commission. Due to the amount of confusion with regard to the above projects, the committee requests that the Public Service Commission holds a public hearing in Athens to explain in detail the cumulative impact of all of these above proposals. And this was dated a week ago at the Town Board meeting, December 18, 2013, Athens Citizens Development Committee. So I would like to offer this press release to the Village Board of Athens. And I would also like to propose this resolution this evening, November 25th, 2013. And this is a resolution that was adopted by the Town of Cortland at the other end of this proposed route of West Point Partners. Okay? And this states, affirming the Village of Athens' opposition to West Point Partners projects. Whereas representatives of the West Point Partners LLC came to the Village of Athens and made a presentation of its proposed project on October 13, 2013, and whereas following said presentation, the village is in opposition to the project in its current location and terms and conditions. Now therefore, be it resolved that the mayor is authorized to continue to oppose the West Point Partners project in the Village of Athens before the Public Service Commission and any other regulatory board that may have authorization and consideration thereof. And this would be signed by the order of the Village Board of Athens, Mary Jo Wynn, Village Clerk, adopted November 25th, 2013 at regular board meeting. So I would just like to present this to you at this time, and hopefully at some point, consideration on this resolution would be considered. After having to say what I have said so far, I guess here's where I have a couple other questions. I've noticed in your printout here of this evening's a meeting, and of course I just quickly got to look at this. I see whereby, and if I tell me if I'm not correct, that the Village of Athens and the Town of Athens have jointly applied for intervener status regarding West Point's proposal for this project. That is correct, true? And you have
supposedly we already have formal party status that's already been accomplished. Okay, at this point we're trying to get intervener funding for both projects, the AC transmission lines and the West Point. So we sent in Friday a request for intervener funding on the AC side of the transmission line project controversy. And I'm not sure when they're going to make a ruling, but sometime in the next 3 or 4 weeks they'll make a ruling on whether we get that funding. So we actually bypassed the deadline for the West Point Power Partners intervener funding, but our attorney assured us that that wouldn't be a problem. I haven't got clarification from him as to when he's actually going to put together the same kind of formal request. At this point, I don't think that's been done, but he said that's not a problem. And we do have party status in both cases.
Okay, we did last week hear from Town Supervisor, Mr. Palmateer, the same thing you just now said,
right.
Mary Feaster, the attorney that represents the town and village believed that there was still time sufficient to obtain intervener status. We certainly hope that's the case.
It's not a question of status. That's a given. The funding deadline did pass to West Point. He assured us that that wouldn't be a problem either.
Okay, and we also, as the Athens Citizens Development Committee, we've applied for party status, whereby we could be part of, hopefully, any information that transpires between the parties involved and the Public Service Commission, whereby letters, emails, et cetera, any conference calls, meetings, or whatever, that we are going to be privy to what goes on. And we ask you tonight to, as we did the town last week, that hopefully you will share any findings that you may get, that you would share those with our committee.
Vice versa. I mean, if you
of course
have something you think is relevant, feel free.
Of course. So. And I just, again, I noticed in your agenda here this evening, we are talking about now the village board has authorized you to sign a letter of agreement with Martin and
Judas.
Okay, for engineering services provided to Village of Athens and following matters. I've noticed here though that case 13-T-0292 was not included in that.
Yeah, there's a separate resolution to that. They're both being treated separately.
Yeah, I know that.
One of them really is part of the...
I see. If he was on the board,
yeah, the highway initiative, the other one.
Yes, I see.
Okay. It isn't, so.
We have noticed that this case has somehow been listed or considered at times separate from these other cases. But I do see here whereby you have asked for this firm to provide the village with information on that. Okay, just trying to read further if there's anything else that involves.
So is the committee going to hire their own attorney or the...
That is going to be considered at this point. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Honestly, we could just say at this time our committee is working diligently to come up with all the information we can and to do what we could do to look into this matter. And I would say that I believe it's obvious we are opposed to the current routing, and we are going to do whatever we could to deal and work in that aspect of this proposal. So that's where we are at.
Well, in your press release, you mentioned that you were requesting a hearing from the PSC for a meeting. Did you formally request anything yet?
I don't think we have formally done that, but I hope we are going to do that very soon. In the very near future. Looking at things, what you see and hear in the news in our area, I believe we've all seen things in Columbia County dealing with Livingston with overhead lines and proposals being made there.
Well, they want it buried underground.
I understand that, but these issues are current. These issues are making headline news. These issues are concerns, and certainly we are as concerned as anyone about all of these, particularly West Point LLC and its given route.
No, I mean, it's a given that they're going to have hearings. Your request is that they have a hearing in Athens.
We would like to.
Have hearings.
Well, because we are in so many ways directly, if not indirectly, involved in all of these proposals. We would like some comprehensive understanding of the impacts that may fall upon us here. We want a better understanding of it all. I think we have a true understanding of West Point Partners proposal, to be honest with you. Everything.
But when they say they're having a hearing, it's a place where people come and make statements. So
yes.
It's not going to be an informational meeting. I mean, they might decide to do that, but normally speaking, when they say they're going to have a hearing, it's for you to make statements. It's not a question and answer period, just so you know that going in. So.
Informational type
of
meeting. Might want to request this
information. Informational? Well, that would be fine, but that's what we are.
I mean,
these are so many things that are being thrown at all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope you, as the board of the village here in Athens, realize how much is transpiring and happening here in a period of time that is hard sometimes to fully understand, comprehend, or take a good look at all of this and totally get a good understanding of the possible impacts that could involve all of us. So that is basically what I came here this evening to discuss. And at this point, I just thank you and I'm going to say good evening.
Just a sense of the members, or most people against mainly the route that's proposed, or against the whole technology of the underground DC lines, or both?
I would say most of the people in our group, most of the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to many people, I'm speaking for myself right now.
Just get the sense of
since I received a letter from Dax Law Firm that represents West Point Partners, I personally became very, very concerned, and I've spoken to many, many people in this village, town, and elsewhere. Our main concern, we all have concerns about the project as a whole. But I would have to say, in all honesty, we are concerned about the route.
Yeah,
I would like to explain that. And again, if you folks have read their proposal, if you had read their response to the Energy Highway, New York Energy Highway blueprint, where West Point...
Wait a second, that's not part of the Energy Highway Initiative.
Well, he did ask a question as to my point of view, or many of us, where we get our point of view from. And I would just simply like to say, West Point Partners said, as clear as could be, this would not be routed through any densely populated areas, that they had sufficient open land, existing right-of-ways, a short corridor to the river, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When they talked about public safety hazards, they said there would be none, there would be no visual impact, there would be no disruption. Again, this would not go through neighborhoods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could quote them verbatim because I've read it so many times. And also, in their application to the New York State Public Service Commission, under Section 3.6.1, criteria for selection of the route, they again stated, using the same rhetoric over and over, that this would not go through densely populated areas, would not go through villages. They had existing right-of-ways, they had vacant land, et cetera, et cetera. And then they went on to talk about things that they wanted to make sure that they would minimize. And the things they wanted to minimize were cable length. Cable length, because the more cable you use, the more splice boxes that are necessary. Cable comes on monstrous reels the size of this room, and they come in specific lengths. And the more feet or mileage of cable you have to use, that means more splice boxes, that means larger areas that have to be excavated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They also talked about, which was major, and I've read this over and over again, I can't specifically quote every company around the world, but I've read the same thing. When you're talking about elevation changes and the tension on this cable, it makes a great impact on energy losses and problems. And one of their biggest things was bending radius. Bending, where they have to bend the cable. Where they have to bend the cable. That's a no-no over and over again. I've read it from Siemens. I've read it from everybody across this world. When you're making 90-degree turns, you are bending cable. You are bending cable like this. It creates resistance. It creates energy loss. It creates problems. They said we have to minimize that. They couldn't have come up with a route with more elevation changes. I believe everyone here knows what the Leeds-Athens Road is like. It's a roller coaster ride. It's a roller coaster ride up and down from the Flats Road extension, where they would come out at the converter station, enter that road. From there, it's like riding one of the elevators at an amusement park. The elevation changes are like this. They said these are all no-nos because of tension on a cable. I'm certainly not an electrical engineer, but I understand what they're talking about. But their biggest thing was bends in the cable. And I came up with at least 10 or 11 bends to come out of that converter station and to take a right and then take a left and then go through the elevation changes and then take a left and then another quick left and a right and another left and a right, and I could go on and on and on. And they said these are the things we have to avoid. And you know what? Something's wrong there, because everything they said, and as I told the Public Service Commission and Governor Cuomo's office, if they had tried in 1,000 years to come up with a route that went more against everything they said, they couldn't possibly do it. And I could prove it to Governor Cuomo and the Secretary of Commission, Ms. Burgess, and everybody else up there in Albany. From that site, I could prove to them there was nothing they could come up with that went entirely against everything they preached in their proposals, in their applications.
Well, they don't want to go on that side.
Well, but I'm just saying.
I mean, they want to go on the National Grid. The issue is that they're being chased out of there by National Grid. So
but Chris, this is here's what I've always said. Here's what I've always said. Mm-hmm. That we all know this is high priority for Governor Cuomo. We know this, his energy highway is high priority. We know these are things that he wants. Okay? Am I against providing electricity in New York City? No. But am I am I going to look at things and say there are means to do this, and there are means to do this that has less impact on people and villages and towns and certain people. And you know what? I'm not against capitalism or free enterprise or anything like that either. But if this has something to do with West Point Partners' bottom line, whereby they're somehow thinking they could take advantage of the town and the village of Athens and use our right-of-ways and it's going to cost them less money, then I say no. Then I say to Governor Cuomo, if you want this, you want this so bad, there's such a public need for this, work with these people. You work with West Point Partners, you work with National Grid, you work with Con Ed, you work with Central Hudson, and you know what? I'll tell you something else that West Point Partners was very, very, I don't know what the word is. They used the word eminent domain. We don't know if we have the right of eminent domain. You know what? They know they have the right of eminent domain.
They don't have until the Public Service Commission gives it to them. Well, that could happen, but they don't have it currently.
But you know what I think Governor Cuomo and his task force and everybody else should say? Guess what? You'd love to use that right away, that existing easement of National Grid, then you and National Grid and us are going to get together and you're all going to make your money. Maybe you're not going to make as much as you'd like to make, but that's where it's going to go because that's going to affect a less amount of people.
They'd probably make more money if they went that
way. Well, glad you said that.
Yeah, Lee and I both each sent a letter to National Grid asking them to reconsider their position, and we both got politely rebuffed. Lee's had more conversations with him than I have, and he's probably got more up-to-date information, but I mean that's where it stands. They both, after receiving our letters, they both responded by saying that they may have their own future plans for that right away, and they don't want to encumber any future plans that they have. So then we're back to ground zero again. I mean, there's certainly, even outside of that, there are other routes that they could use to get to the rivers.
I believe there are too. And again, I don't have anything with the Village of Athens, the potential for the Village of Athens to somehow come into some type of revenue, but I don't think this is the means to do that at all. I'm sorry, I don't. I've been a lifelong resident of Athens. I happen to like the Village of Athens, but I do not at all like this proposal. I'm sorry, I don't. I'm going to oppose it to the bitter end. Whatever I believe I could do, I will do, because I think there certainly has to be other options, and I believe there are other means for this village to come up with potential revenue, and if they don't, guess what? This village has survived, we will survive, and I don't believe that this village should be disrupted. I'm looking at what's going on. We're putting in a little natural gas pipeline where we've got the village shut down, where we've got the routes to the village shut down now, which is minimal compared to what this project would consist of if it would ever happen. I don't know how many people realize the devastation, the excavation that is required for such a project to happen. West Point Partners themselves said they have never done this through a residential neighborhood. What they showed us in their presentation that evening was along a major highway. It didn't involve people's homes. It didn't involve an infrastructure of water and sewerage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is going through people's outside of people's front doorsteps in certain cases. And there's people that are concerned about that. You could talk, and people could talk about EMFs, because we know there's issues on both sides of that, as there are with so many other things, with global warming, with fracking, etc. But I do know that there's people that believe things on both sides. And I do believe if somebody wanted to sell their home and somebody said, oh, you've got 375 kV volts of buried electricity outside your front door, I don't want nothing to do with your house. And there's others that may say, it doesn't bother me. But it is a concern. It's a rightful concern.
It's a concern of mine, too.
It's a concern.
That's one of the areas. I certainly don't agree with you on everything.
But anyway, I said I was going to be brief. I apologize for going on. But, you know, I know a little bit about this. I by no means am an expert. But I do know things, as I stated earlier, the things they said were no-nos. I don't know how the hell they came up with everything that they were said, we can't do this, we can't do that. And here they are. That was their proposal, and that's...
Well, again, it all goes back to the National Grid right away. That's what it tells.
But anyway, I thank you, gentlemen and ladies. And I am sure we'll talk again at some point, but...
No problem.
Thank you.
If you have some information you'd like us to see, that's fine. If you'd like to meet with us individually, that's fine as well.
Now, Mayor, before they go, I wonder if you do plan to write to the Public Service Commission requesting either a hearing or an informational meeting. We'd love to get a copy.
CCS,
so
we know.
Of course, of course.
And then we could decide if we would like to reinforce that.
No, we don't have any problem supporting that. So.
Of course.
Because I'm sure that would help us as well to understand. But,
well, that's what I hope we're going to all work together on all of this. That was part of our mission statement when we formed the committee. I think I read that. I believe you have a copy of that. Again, that resolution that was adopted by the town of Cortland is pretty much verbatim as they had written it, as their attorney proposed that. That sits with the New York State Public Service Commission. It's on public record as we speak. It's been there. And that's why we are here tonight. And again, I hope everyone takes a look and does some real soul searching about this whole project.
Well, you have a date on here, the 25th is today.
Did I do the wrong date?
Well, no, it's the right date, but I don't.
Okay,
think,
all right.
I don't think we can.
I don't think you're going to. All right. I guess you're saying you're not going to vote on this evening, but I hope at some point we could. I assume that date could be changed if a vote is taken by this board and that, you know.
Well, personally, I don't think it works in its present form for us. So, I mean, we will certainly discuss it, but I don't think we can take this verbatim.
Okay, well, again, that was our proposal this evening. And again, well, I don't know. I'm speaking on myself. There are members of our committee here this evening, not everyone. But I mean, I will say this. I speak with folks on the other end of this. It may not mean nothing to you people here tonight. I have spoken to the town supervisor, the town clerk, the mayor of Buchanan, the mayor of the hamlet of Verplank. I have been on a communication system with those folks down below. And no, you people are not down there, but I know where they're at, and we talk, and I know their position, and I am not trying to impose their position on you, but I'm just saying they happen to see more eye to eye with this thing as many of us in the town and village of Athens do, and that's just factual information. May not mean nothing to you, and I'm not asking you to go along with what somebody else 76 miles down the river thinks. But I'm just bringing that up. I don't know how much you know that they are all fighting this down there on their end, and we are going to do what we could do up here.
Well, we thank you. Is anybody else? We got a few more minutes. Somebody wants to speak.
Yes, I'd like to know. I would like to know how you decide on things like this. I'm not really familiar with this whole thing, but do you take a vote as, say, to sign this or not, something like this?
We would discuss it.
Do you discuss it amongst yourselves?
If somebody wanted to put it up for a vote, they would have to make a resolution.
Then you would
resolution
vote on it to decide whether to do something.
But if we are in agreement that we're not ready to vote on it, maybe we don't make a resolution to vote on it and don't bring it up.
It's all public. I mean, we discuss it in public.
Right, at these meetings like this, and then you vote on that.
Personally, I mean, I'm against the proposed route too, but I would just like our attorney's, you know, opinion and ask, you know, would our intervener status, you know, have any say on whether we pass or don't pass? You know, I would just want an opinion from the attorney. In essence, I totally agree with the sentiment of that, but you know, I would want our attorney to weigh in on it.
Right.
Sometimes they make changes in the wordage or something like that of a resolution before we adopt it.
Sure.
Well, I think there's three parts to this. The first part is that they made a presentation. We know that happened. The second part is that the village opposes the current location. We've already sent the letters proposing a more favorable location. The third part is continuing to oppose. That's kind of difficult because we don't know what the changes will be. Maybe they'll come up with a third route we hadn't considered. So that one's a little bit tough, but we have already voiced with the mayor's letter, the same letter that Lee Palmateer sent, that we oppose the current route and propose a more beneficial route.
The other thing that's totally unclear as to what benefits there are to the village of Athens. I mean, down there in Newcastle, where this the Neptune line terminated, they put up a $10 million, they put $10 million up towards the building of a community center down there, plus there's another $10 million for a school tax pilot. Now, you know, I don't know if any one of those things would sway my opinion one way or another, but I'd like to see the whole package before I, or at least give some indication of what's in it for the village of Athens. There's nothing in it for the village of Athens. They can pack up and take off. I don't care less. I'd like to know at least
how soon
what it could be.
Tell us, though. I mean, how much?
I don't know.
Will they just? Because we have to know whether we need to fight this, or are they offering some big, great thing?
A community center wouldn't sway me. But,
no, I don't think we need
and
any
I'm
that
more
anyway.
Interested in ongoing tax benefits than I am in a particular gift that they might give us, but all those things do kind of work together. So I don't know. If we could find a resolution that we can all agree on, that it probably wouldn't be exactly worded like this, but if we could find something that would satisfy our needs and satisfy the goals of your organization, we'll try to do it. But our actions speak at least as loud as this would, because we've already taken steps to try to encourage another route. So that's where we stand.
I just want to make one mention of the actual converter stations going out to the town, who will probably have a bit more benefit than the village will ever have if the route is changed. And that converter station is still in the school district of Catskill, once again.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the kind of situation we also are going to be looking into, just on the economic base, to make sure that the town of Athens gets something, or at least the Sockford School District, because they're all going in right here in Athens, but because of the way the lines are drawn, once again, what are we getting? So I think that's very important, and also part of their application did state that they're putting this converter station in right in an OSCRU parcel. So why did we spend all this time getting a town village comprehensive plan together since in 2007, stating that we want to protect that farmland and that area? Why did we say we're not going to extend sewer lines out there so we can keep our rural, you know, view shed, which was important to everyone when we put this comprehensive plan together? And now we could just say, all right, the governor wants this plot down there in an RU, and it's all the zoning's okay, because they waver in every single zoning or code or law because they want this in there. Well, then what is in it for Athens? And I'm not just saying the village, but the town as well.
There's not going to be anything in it for Athens if the converter station isn't so.
Well, so. Exactly. So, well, that's true.
I mean, if you oppose the converter station, then there's nothing left.
But I'm just saying how this could just be dropped in against all home rule in your local zoning and codes, which a lot of was paid for by the state grants. You must come up with your own vision, and this is what it is, but when it's a different vision from the state, it doesn't matter, which is what's happening. So, but we will keep an eye on absolutely the economic end of it. So, you know, make sure that...
I mean, if there was some vehicle where the town and the village could share the economic benefits,
absolutely.
But I'm not sure what that vehicle is, quite frankly.
Well, they might, I don't know, but maybe there's some innovative energy overlays, land use energy overlays, or something that it's an intermunicipal agreement with the town that you could look at together, if this is built and they don't try to go for pilot, which I'm sure they're going to be trying to do. Mm-hmm. So that's another bend down the road, but something that I think, you know, and the school district should share, not just Casco, because it's not, that's
well,
not.
Well, you aren't going to win that one, because it's not in the, it's not
know,
in the Coxsackie school district, so that's not going to happen. It's just going to be just like the Athens Gen distribution. Casco got 71% of it.
Right. Well, then the company could do something to CA in a different way.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that the lines cannot be changed, but yet they can change because it's in writing. Yet they can change these legislator and senate seats mm-hmm. for the districts out there. That what was it last year? Mm-hmm. We lost the state lost 4 or 5 seats because they made a different boundary line in the state.
We lost seats because population went down.
Yeah, but there's some that
then they were district right.
With that because we lost the legislator here in this district right here. But yet when you mention changing the lines, the school line, the boundary line, it's etched in stone. Well, somebody wrote it. You can unwrite it. But
yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
That's amazing, I'll tell you.